Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you very much to our amazing hostess and Purium goddess, Susie, for taking care of business. And, you know, there is a big, you know, I think, energy building, you know, at Purium. I think a lot of people know that, and that energy is around this, you know, this time of year, the time of year when we have, you know, sort of reflecting. It's a time of reflecting, a lot of reflecting going along, you know, on the past year, what we have done, what we haven't done. And I always talk about, you know, the two fears. I think we talked a little bit about this on previous calls. I never remember everything I talk about, because it just flows naturally, but, you know, not everybody's on every call. So we have, you know, in my opinion, I always like to, you know, preface it with that. Anything I say on this show is my opinion. There's some science and some facts and things, but, you know, nonetheless, you know, it's coming through my eyes and my ears and my mouth. So, you know, the types of fear that we have, and one is the unrealistic fear, and that's the one of what we don't know. Like the when we're kids, we imagine a boogeyman, you know, a witch, somebody in the closet under the bed, you know, the pending fear of something that may happen, you know, just because we heard that things like that do happen. Going in the ocean and believing that there's a great white shark just waiting to pull you under, you know, fears like that. Getting on a plane because you've seen the planes have wrecks that you believe that the plane you're on, you know, has a probability of that, even though the probability is so very, very, very low. And so these fears of what we don't know and what might happen, these are fears that we could and should learn to deal with, you know, through a, you know, through some exercises that are available to us that are, you know, that are, you know, some are as simple as taking a spinner and flipping around your hand. Others might have to do with using my mood pack that we talked about on this show. And then the other fear of what we can't do or what we may not do, what we're not capable of. And that's the fear that I want to talk about tonight. That fear of what we're not capable of. Because transformation is about looking that fear directly in the eye and saying, I'm so down for this. For whatever reason, the decisions I've made in my life, the things I've been doing, are not delivering 100% of what I thought they would, they should. Maybe they're delivering a fraction of 100%, and I'm not going to stand by and see my life continue on the path that it is on, and I'm going to change. Transformation is just another fancy name for change. So when we say we're going to transform your metabolism, we're going to change it for the better. We're going to transform your body. Yeah, we're going to transform it for the better. We are going to transform your approach to food for the better, to life for the better, towards yourself for the better. And the reason why is because you made a big, bold decision that it was time. It's time to stop the craziness of doing the same thing over and over, even though we know it's not right, even though we know it doesn't help, even though we know that we shouldn't, even though we know it's a destructive pattern built on our self-limiting beliefs that we don't deserve better, that we're not capable of better, but yes, deep in our hearts, we know we are. But the fear that if we make a decision and go for it and fall short, that we might not be worthy, has got to be destroyed, to be burned down, to be forever banished from our thoughts. Some people think I'm pretty successful. Other people have seen the hundreds and thousands of what other people call mistakes and failures that led me to where I am today. I know people who have tried 3 transformations and not gotten it right till the 3rd one by the letter of the law. The first one, they only made it to day 2.5 before they started the deception of telling people they really were still doing it. And the shame of knowing they weren't. The second time, they got to day 6 and were just feeling great when somebody had a birthday party. And oh my God, it was their best girlfriends and they haven't seen them in forever. And they sat around and said, come on, one piece of cake doesn't hurt anything. Who put you on this torture chamber? And you gave in. But the third time, you finally said, I'm not going to let myself down again. And he got through day 1. And he got through day 2. And man, you knew that you could do that because you'd done that twice before. Then he got through day 3 and day 4. You'd only done that once before. And when he got to day 6, he remembered what it was like just before you went to that damn party. And this time you got that day 7 and day 8 feeling of invincibility, of power, of knowing that you kept a contract with yourself. Who cares about anybody else? You kept a contract with yourself, the only person that matters. The one whose love and respect you need more than anybody. We need more love. Love's a good thing. Loving ourselves, loving our bodies, loving ourselves enough to eat food that loves our bodies is what transformation's about. Does it mean you'll never have a whatever it is, fill in the blank, that you think that you can't live without? Then the answer is no. So I'm going to teach you a secret. Oh, this is the best secret ever, and I can't wait to share it with you. By the way, my name's Dave, and that's not really important, but I have a company called Purium, and that really is. Because we are absolutely disrupting stuff right now. Like in a big way, we are telling the world, wake up, it's the shakeup. It's time for transformation. We see it all around us. Old ways, old dinosaur ways are falling. Thank goodness for the darkness so that we could see the light. Transformation is in the air. You want to be part of it. You want to purify your body and your mind so you can be thinking clearly. So I wanted to share this concept of transformation tonight. And I wanted to share what it means, you know, to dig deep and to be part of that change that we're seeking in the world by making it begin at home with us where we are. And so Susie, a second ago, I lost my thought. I was about to share an insight into something, and I said, I've been waiting to talk to you about this, and gosh, it'll have to circle back to me unless you could prompt me to what that was. But what it is, you know, again, this process of making a contract with ourselves and keeping it. And when we do that, the empowerment that we feel that we're capable of making other contracts with ourselves and keeping those. And, you know, we're in this time of change, this time of powerful change, when we're shaking and breaking down the walls of ignorance about food about glyphosate in our food. And so when we take this time, and here's the thought that got away from me, and I'm so glad I found it again. When we take the time to do a transformation, this is the secret. Even though I tell you that I want you to only do the things on my list, once those 10 days are over and you're back in the quote real world where temptation is everywhere and some of your goodies are all around you, then here's what I want you to remember. And you can write this down. Don't get a tattoo, but put it somewhere you won't forget it. It's not what you don't have, it's what you do have. And here's what I mean. If you focus on the fact that you're not going to have the fill in the blank, whatever it is that you're going to worry about not having, your favorite whatever, don't even think about that. I want you to focus on what you do need to have. And if you do wake up and you do have aminos, and if you wait and you have a nice piece of fruit, and then you wait an hour and you have a big power shake, then you eat breakfast. And if it happens to be a Moco Loco, then guess how you started the day? With an amazing piece of fruit and an awesome green drink. And then you're going to circle back and you're going to have maybe a Love Super meal or some beet juice, one of our aloe vera drinks, our coconut water drink, all organic, non-GMO, loaded with awesomeness for rehydrating and nourishing your body. And then it's time to come home for dinner. And oh my goodness, the kids order pizza again. We have a couple slices because it's there. But guess what? You look back, and on a really bad day where you had pizza and Loco Moco, you also still had three big healthy drinks and a couple of healthy coconut waters, aloe or beet juice, and you had aminos, and you took some of your astaxanthin. And so you're like, well, Dave, you know, I'm, you know, the, yeah, I'm talking about maybe $10 a day. That's right, $10 a day. Oh, Dave, $10 a day, that's $300 a month. You're just trying to get into our pocket. No. Pay attention to this real quick, just from my perspective. Paleo man worked 4.5 hours to get the food he needed to have that paleo diet we all talk about. And if you tried to find and get the dozens and dozens and dozens of rare, organic, awesome superfoods that I put together, it'd take you more than 4 hours a day. And cost you a lot of money, too. The 4 hours just in finding it. It's not in getting it for free. Then you'd have to spend a lot of money. So let's equate it to this. Most people in the U.S. make between $10 an hour and up. Okay? Pretty much the minimum they pay anybody these days is $10 an hour. But most people, most adults, are doing a little bit better than that. So let's just say that you make $20 an hour or $15. That means that for less than 1 hour's work, less than 1 hour's work, you're going to get a massive amount of organic whole food nutrients into your body every single day. And the accumulated effect of that over days and then weeks and then months is an incredible transformation beyond what 10 days is. We say it starts with 10 days. It starts with 10 days because in 10 days, we're going to rock your world if you follow the plan. If you follow the plan, the average person loses more than a pound a day. And they're not losing water, they're not losing muscle, they're losing fat. And that is amazing. And so, I'm just saying that transformation requires dedication. Dedication and transformation, they don't rhyme for no reason. Because without the dedication, you don't get the transformation. Now, tonight, I'm really blessed to be in a place, the Big Island. The Big Island, also called Hawaii, it is the newest of the islands. I don't know how many islands there are in the chain, 8 or 9, and I think that all but one or two are inhabited. Depends on whether you count the new land that's going even south of the Big Island now as an island, but not yet. The bottom line is that this is raw, new, beautiful earth. And it has power. And I just came from Kauai. And Kauai is much older. Much, 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 much older. And has a totally different energy. And the transformation of that raw lava into soil that became the fertile earth, that became, the fruit from the trees and the shade and the beautiful, scenery that we see. That was all part of something that was violent in its creation. It started with something really powerful, and then it settled into the, maturing stage where it became even more and more beautiful. So I want you to think of the 10-day transformation as that boom, as that volcano that creates the raw power that's going to be the strength that you draw upon as you mature into this lifestyle. It starts with 10 days. But if it doesn't lead to some form of permanent change, then I feel that I failed you. You know what I'm saying? And so we have to get beyond that feeling that we can't. We have to get the power like the volcano and just burst and say, I can do it. I will do it. I'm going to overflow with the lava, with the passion for change. And if you're not ready for that, if you're not ready for that 10 days of dedication that's going to bring you closer to God and closer to every person who's starving in the world spiritually, trust me, it will when you do it right. You could still prepare yourself for that day. The core four, where you are like locked in to using just four products once a day. And then once a day, over the course of 30 days, you get 30 imprints in your taste buds and your cells. And those imprints are going to be positive, and your body's going to want more. And you get this, and you get this amazing vegan protein. And you start to crave that too, because of the way that it's building the muscle quietly in the most natural way. And you go through these products and you're you're just blown away at how you're sleeping amazing every night. And your aches and pains are a lot less than they were. And you're thinking, if I could get that for like $5 or $6 a day, what if I do that $10 investment a day? What if I do a transformation and make a $20 investment a day for 10 days and then drop down to a $10 investment after that and see what $300 worth of nutrition a month gets me? And it's going to save you so much money. It's going to save you $500 to $600 in food that you never buy, in snacks you don't waste money on, in coffee that you don't need, in desserts that you say no to, in soda pops you don't pay extra for. It will add up, and that $300 will be an investment that pays you back double in money. And then it pays your body back in love, the love that you're putting into your body. That investment you're making in the body also pays back double. And you start looking young, feeling young. Your brain starts thinking young. And you could be young like Jeanne Calment, who I met at 119 years old, and she was young. In her spirit, she was beautiful. She was a goddess at 119. So again, we've got some really, really good stuff going on with Purium and these products and the ability to do your transformation at your own pace. Start with 30 days of introduction, then jump into a full 10-day transformation. Look at our athlete's transformation. Look at our parasite cleanse. Oh my God. Are you kidding? And if you like to juice fast, buy the juice bar in a bag and do a juice fast. I mean, do it your own way if you don't like it my way. But do something. Take a big, bold step that is a decision. That big, bold step that they took on the moon, or maybe didn't take on the moon, depending upon how you think. But the idea to take a step on the moon, man, when somebody thought that, that was a decision that was pretty big and pretty bold. And so we're not asking you for that. We're just asking for 10 days of showing your body what it feels like to love itself through the pain. Love yourself through the pain of days 1 through 4. And then try to tell me it wasn't worth it on day 6. Try to tell me it wasn't worth it on day 6, because there's no way you can. Now we're learning something. We're learning something that some people are so toxic, and this includes people I love, people who thought they were eating good even. Whole grains all the time and stuff, and they find out they've been toxic with glyphosate. And then they try to do the transformation and they throw up after just one drink, and they're like, whoa, my body can't handle this. So remember, we're now including a free, I know it's free, but we're including it in the pack, and I think that the price is the same as if you didn't pay for it. We're including the Biome Medic to repair the gut. So this is like we're really, really reaching out in the education, in the execution, in the support of this process, because transformation is dedication. Transformation is a new vibration. So I want everybody right now to think transformation is a new vibration. And to see how good it feels, right? Transformation is my new vibration. You know that you just got happy, because that's what it means to dedicate yourself to something better. Prayer is powerful. You are a living prayer. Raise that vibration. Do you know what enlightenment is? Enlightenment is the light within. How do you get light within? Well, we could talk about a lot of religious experiences, but let's talk about a physiological experience. Transmutation of light only happens in green food. Only green food absorbs sunlight. And when we absorb green food, we are absorbing sunlight. And that enlightenment, as good King Nebuchadnezzar was ordered to eat green food for 2 years, to eat grass for 2 years, when he regained his sanity and went on to be good King Nebuchadnezzar, when he was the worst evil ruler perhaps in history. And this is the transformation that is possible with enlightenment. This is what we believe we have to offer to the world in the most powerful way. And we need you. We need you because I could only reach so many people. But with you and working together, our potential is endless. That's why I chose this method of education and of distribution, so that I could maintain the highest quality standards, purity and potency, pure and premium, and to dedicate ourselves to the highest of standards, which is to find and to meet human suffering where it is, to look it in the eye and say, we have no fear of you. We have answers. We could transform the world by transforming ourselves, our communities, our thought processes. And ultimately, our highest ideals, our greatest dreams, our fantasies beyond belief are absolutely attainable. But it has to start with a decision that we can and we should and we can and we could do better. And so whether it takes you 3 tries and the 3rd time is your charm, whether you do it on the very first time, whether you never actually do a classic transformation and never feel the spiritual uplift of which I'm speaking, you can still have all the physiological benefits of weight loss, you know, better blood pressure, better blood glucose, better digestion, better elimination, better nutrient uptake, better toxic, you know, reduced toxic load. And I want to remind you, it's not what you don't do, it's what you do do. And that's not a joke about going to the bathroom, although it could be. So it's not what you don't do, it's what you do do and how you do, as long as we're going there. And so try a transformation, and all of that will be happening in a big way. So if we still have our amazing moderator on the line, and she wants to unlock the lines, otherwise I am headed over about an hour drive. I am headed over about an hour drive. Headed over about an hour.